Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, time flies when you're on the radio. An hour and 6 minutes has already gone by. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. George in New Hampshire is with us now. Kathy's next. George, you're telling us a story about how you were outside, you felt something on top of your head. You went into a restaurant.
Yeah, I felt it burning the top of my head, even though I was under a tent. Plus, I had a straw hat on, and it was burning the top of my scalp. It never happened like that before or since. But the thing was is that my friend shut down because of the heat. I said, fine. I went swimming, figure I'd cool off. Then I decided to go to a restaurant, get in an air-conditioned building, and what it was in the end, I ended up almost passing out. I was praying for the waitress to come around because the restaurant was almost empty. It was the middle of July. The restaurant was almost empty. She came around, fortunately, around the corner, and I explained I wasn't feeling well, and she called an ambulance. And then what they did was they hooked me up to intravenous fluids. And yet, the thing was, they released me the next day, but the thing was, my family came and got me, but thank God. But what happened was that I was taking, I guess, a diuretic, some high blood pressure medication, and I guess what I'm trying to say is just that if doctor, I know it's not much to go on, but in other words, if you could just enlighten us or shed some light on the dangers of dehydration. And especially with the weather, I know it's much worse for our furry friends, but I mean, for us people too, it's not going to take lightly. If you could comment on it, Doctor.
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts on dehydration?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously we have to be our own monitor. Nobody could go with us. And anytime you're on a diuretic, however, you can wind up dehydrated fairly easily. If you don't, you know, pay attention. But you have to be the one who uses your thirst to tell you, hey, the time has come. I need water.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, when a person feels thirsty, aren't they already dehydrated? Aren't they past the point where they should have had water before?
Yes.
Okay.
See, that what medicine, about, though, I think was bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mitch.
I was going to say, I'd love to know your opinion on about Gatorade, Dr. Shealy, because around
junk.
Our house, okay, is it because of the sugar or the artificial dyes?
The sugar.
Okay. What can we do? Now, I know for a fact that Gatorade will reduce blood pressure. At least in my family, it does. Now, I'm talking about a very, very small amount, like a half a teaspoon in a large glass of water. When somebody's dehydrated, it rehydrates them very quickly. But I don't know if it does it faster than water does. Is there a substitute for Gatorade for, like, high-speed rehydration?
I don't know one, I presume that water would do it just as well. I can't imagine that a teaspoon of Gatorade would improve it.
Well, my dad was in the hospital. He was in a really bad car crash. And, you know, his blood pressure would peak and peak and peak. And I would say to the nurse, if you just give him some Gatorade, his blood pressure will drop, you know, 30 points. And they go, no. I go, yeah, it will. And you just get it for him, and I'll prove it to you. And I proved it every time that it would work. But I don't think it was the Gatorade as much as it was the rehydration quickly. But so we used to keep Gatorade here for that reason. Now, I really don't think, you know, sugar is great, and I agree with you, Dr. Shealy, there's no question. But it seems to work. And if we could take the sugar out of Gatorade, boy, that'd be pretty nice. And the colors. Because why does it have to be blue or purple or orange or green? Why? It doesn't. It doesn't, right. Back to you, George.
Yeah, I know that red dye, whenever I see red dye or blue dye as an ingredient in anything, like a juice or some coloring, I just put it back on the shelf. And I said, not for me. No, thank you. And I'll just say, but like I said, I only had newly taken that medicine, but I had heard of people, you know, having dehydration, and I was drinking water and everything else, but I just think it shows that a lot of that medicine, I got it through the VA system, and I think now, and even then, I think they're buying a lot of stuff from China, and the fact that they would substitute rat meat for lamb, I think speaks volumes about the contempt they have for any kind of integrity. And I'm not going to blame the Chinese workers, but the corrupt, that Communist Party over there and what they do, and the designer organ harvesting of people just because they happen to go to a church or they happen to not follow exactly the party line. It's horrible, and I like Azu a little while ago. And like Dr. Shealy said, he said anyone who should buy things from China, you know, he had quite a strong opinion on it. I concur, and I know you do, Vincent. My attitude is that we vote with our pocketbooks, so to be, or our wallets, rather. We vote with our wallets, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to now go into high gear of finding ways to avoid, you know, buying anything from China, not the least because of this COVID-19, but I think they had some cooperation with certain, sinister groups that may have originated here, too.
Like
and
Fauci.
On that note, I'm sorry.
Like
but on
Fauci.
That note, I'll get off, gentlemen, because I know Kathy's waiting. Pleasure talking to you, Dr. Shealy, and Vincent, pleasure. Thank you.
George, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was George, USA Prepares Instructor. Okay, Kathy in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple ideas. There's a website that I found. It's called MadeInAmericaMovement.com, and they have probably 20 different categories from businesses and children's clothing and electronics and footwear. And they're all made in America products. So you can find those products there on the website. And they're all listed in each category. It was really nice. The other suggestion was, and Vincent kind of said it too, is sometimes people have estate sales or like rummage sales, and you can find the older things or moving sales or whatever. I have found older tools and crock pots and those types of things, the better ones. So there's another website, and unfortunately I can't remember where I put it. It's something about Made in America advertising, and they list a lot of things too, like different companies that are making products or advertising for making American-made products. So I agree with you guys. I think if we can just boycott as many Chinese products as we can and support the United States products, I think maybe we can kind of maybe turn that around a little bit.
Okay, I agree with you. You know,
communism is Luciferian. Communism is Luciferian. Period.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with everything that's been said here about buying Made in America, and we used to be the envy of the world. We really, really were. We made fabulous, fabulous products. But General Motors has sold out. General Motors uses compressors for their air conditioning systems that are not made by Frigidaire. They used to be. They are made by Denso, which is also known as Nippon Denso, which is a Japanese manufacturer, but the compressors are made in China. So if you look at the switches and the connectors and a lot of the components that go into automobiles today, even though it may say General Motors, Chevrolet, Ford, parts come from China. The starter on a Dodge pickup truck, a turbo diesel, a Cummins turbo diesel from 1999, like the one we have here, has a Denso starter made a Japanese company. The replacements, where do they come from? They come from China. So we have lost our way. We don't know how to do it anymore. It's too hard to do it. Let's let other countries do it. But countries are known by the products that they make, the quality of the products. And we used to be number one. We're not number one anymore. We're not. And by the way, Mercedes-Benz, where are their compressors made? China. So it's really frustrating. If you look at the appliances, you look at the electronics, you look at the cell phones. I'm looking at three monitors across from me on the studio table. Studio table was made in the United States probably around 60 years ago, maybe 70 years ago. It's got American hardware, American wood, American glue, American craftsmanship. But the monitors, they're made by Dell. I bought them all used. I bought seven computers for $350, the whole set. Mice, computers, monitors, keyboards, it's all made in China. Every bit of it.
I would like to
now,
say...
I can't buy an American monitor.
Vince, I would like to state unequivocally, the current fakedemic is the best opportunity in the last 1,000 years for people of integrity to start making everything in this country again, nothing outside the country.
Okay, I haven't fleshed this out, Dr. Shealy and Kathy in class, but I have an answer to fix the problems with this country, and they're painful. They are really painful. And I'll tell you what it is. I've only given it a few minutes thought, but I've been thinking about it, just a little bit over the last few days. So to fix the problems with this country, number one, close the borders. If you're in, good. If you're out and you want to come in, it's too bad. You're not coming in, no matter what. All imports, stop. If it's in the country, you can sell it. If it's not in the country, too bad, it's not coming in. If you need spare parts that are only made in China, tough. We're going to have to figure out a way to make them in the United States, and we can. But no new parts, no new products, no new finished assemblies, nothing comes from outside this country. Not just China, nowhere. We revamped the educational system, and we put in trades. We teach agriculture, we teach building trades, we teach framing, carpentry, roofing, wiring, plumbing, manufacturing, how to use machines, how to measure. We start teaching all that, and we throw out all this fluffy stuff, like pick a sex classes, like what sex would you want to be of the 57 varieties? None of that stuff. We teach history, science, mathematics, English, and if you want to have a business in this country, we only speak English. No second language. No third language. 90% of the government gets fired. And if you want to train for a position, you can. And that's roughly how this all works.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In my vision of fixing the United States of America, there will be no airline flights, none. Nobody flies anywhere. There'll be no need to fly to a vacation destination. There will be no cruises to nowhere and on the oceans. Okay. All products will be repairable. You will not be able to make a single product that cannot be fixed. And the parts will be available for 30 years. Marketeers who make false claims about their products' quality are guilty of fraud, and they will be tried by the People's Court. The federal government will mint currency, and it will be backed by precious metals. Inflation will be zero. Politicians who lie will be tried by the People's Court for treason. And that's just a hint of what I would do. I would lock this country down tightly, not in terms of exports. Imports. We don't give any of our good stuff to other countries. There's no foreign loans. There's no foreign gifts. There's no grants. None of that stuff. We don't police the world. We let them have at it. We don't tax the American people into oblivion and waste the money and send it to foreign countries. None of that happens. It's not our problem. Any comments, Dr. Shealy? Have I lost my mind?
Would you like to run for president?
No, I'm serious about this. I am absolutely serious. That's what we need to do. Now, the guy in the big house said that, I wrote it down. Okay, President Donald Trump is a law and order president, and he wants the police dominating the streets. President Trump, I beg to differ. That's how we got into this problem. We literally got into this problem because of the police, the anger of the police. And we, the villagers, are frosted by this hard, these beatings that were taken, this heavy-handed policing. So here's what happened. President Trump, please pay attention. Heads up. In Camden, New Jersey, the city of Camden in 2012 was one of the most violent places in America. So it announced, instead of doing what you want to do, President Trump, you know, put 10,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., instead of something like that, what they did was exactly the opposite. In one of the most violent places in America. So it gutted its entire police force, along with the local police union. And to do it over, they moved to a cheaper and larger county force with the concept of policing, community policing at its core. So instead of being sent out to make arrests, officers went out in ice cream trucks and hosted barbecues and attempted to connect with the locals, and they did. They were given de-escalation training. Not what is happening with the current police, like in Minneapolis, Minnesota, going to Israel or learning the Israeli police tactics of stomp and smash and crash and bash and those things. No. They de-escalated. And they learned that they need to use reasonable force, not put their knees on necks of people until they're dead. And what happened? Well, they had new rules and new requirements. Not guidelines. New rules and requirements. Officers were compelled to, if they saw another officer breaching the guideline, they were compelled to let everyone know. Okay. So what happened? Well, the city's murder rate dropped by almost 50%. That's a pretty good start. And the excessive force complaints have dropped 94%. President Trump, I hope you listen to that. Please do your own research. And please fire all these people that are giving you bad advice. Now, the guy who burned America down is a guy by the name of Jacob Frey. He's 38 years old. He is the mayor, was the mayor, but he still is the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, class, I hope that when you write the history books, you write down who burned down America. That would be Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, Minnesota, because he failed to arrest the cops that murdered someone in broad daylight on camera. And he still wants to keep his police department. It needs to be disbanded. At the same time, the mayor is thrown out of office. At the same time, the entire city government of Minneapolis, Minnesota has been disbanded. That's my recommendation. Kathy, I'm so sorry. We'll be with you right after the break. I'd love to hear more about what you have to say.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's 2 weeks today since the death of George Floyd, and on Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are set to start the week by rolling out legislation aimed at addressing concerns raised by that case. The move coming after a weekend that saw more mass protests in cities coast to coast and around the globe as well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that bill they're unveiling today seeks to take on inequalities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. A public viewing is set for today in Houston for George Floyd. Flooding rain and possible tornadoes still threats from the remains of Tropical Storm Cristobal heading north from the Gulf Coast. It's affected Louisiana and Mississippi, but is now headed into Missouri with gusty winds and continued heavy rains. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. Police officers may no longer be welcome in schools in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison's teachers union yesterday issuing a statement that says school resource officers should be removed because of the racialized trauma they cause. The union had said that in the past it wanted officers in schools as a way to protect kids and teachers. Now the union says the negatives of having officers in schools outweigh the positives. Madison's school board will make the vote on the police officer policy this coming Wednesday. Today is National Best Friends Day. It's meant to be spent with friends sharing their appreciations for one another. In 1935, the U.S. Congress devoted today to close friends. Many post photos of their BFFs on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. So, class, if you have a business and you don't like what the cops are doing, well, don't serve them. We have a sign here. It's been up for a long time at our farm in our son's business. And it says, we have the right to refuse service to anyone. We have the right to refuse service to anyone. We do. We have the right to refuse service to anyone. Now, with my little thought or my few thoughts on fixing the United States of America. Representatives will be selected by a lottery, okay, and serve a simple two-year term. That's it. All representatives will be natural-born and over 35 years of age. No representative shall have been a pervert, a sex offender, or a violent crime criminal. And all foreign-owned businesses in the United States will be nationalized. All trials will be jury trials.
Those are some of my thoughts. President.
Well, I mean, it'd be pretty unpopular at first. It'd be painful. You know, the way this coronavirus got here in the first place was via airplane. The way diseases travel really fast is with airplanes. We really don't need to fly to vacations. I know a family, and they were in several locations in the United States. I mean, the children in one location. I'm talking states apart. And so what do? They go on vacation. They go out of the country. And what do when they're out of the country? They read. Really? We can't read in Missouri. We've got to drill holes through the atmosphere on these airplanes to go read. Conventions? Really? You need to fly to conventions? Why can't conventions be local? You know, right now, what happens is a convention is typically a junket. You know, half a day of learning, and the rest is going to Disney. I mean, really, we don't need to do this. We really don't need to fly millions and millions of people a year to Disney to go walk around and look at the mouse. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of money. And what do you get when you're all done? You know, other than that overpriced hamburger, which probably the most valuable thing that you get there. I'm sorry, Kathy. Made in America. Back to you.
Oh, Ben, what you said was so important. It's fine. You can go on if you want.
I don't know. I've got a blood pressure cuff right here in the studio, and it only goes to 200. So, so I ought to be careful. But Kathy and Dr. Sheila, I'm frosted. I'm really frosted that people are taking advantage of the little people. And what has happened? What has happened is I'm witnessing, as we all are, that people have absolutely had it. The president of the United States was terrified. They put up extra fencing because he was afraid of we the people. Why? Because, frankly, if we the – and I wasn't there – but if we the people decided that we were going to the White House and we were going to push down that fence, we could have done it. We could have pushed down the fence. We could have mowed down the National Guards. Yeah, there'd be blood everywhere, no question about it. But there's more of us than there are of them. And we could have bashed through the front door of the White House and the side door and the kitchen door and all the rest of it. You know, we could have, you know, I'm sure there's security systems that, you know, our thumbprint wouldn't work or our retinal scan wouldn't work and we couldn't get down to the secret bunker, you know, multiple stories below. I know that. But we could have occupied the White House. Now, I'm not saying that we should have, but I'll tell you what would work. Now, when the protesters figure out that, you know, they're doing this all wrong, and so in each state, in each hamlet, if protesters decided to go visit, you know, have a, you know, nice little chat with the governor. Not at the governor's mansion, at the governor's house, you know, in wherever he lives or she lives, you know, at their home or their beach house. Just, you know, a few thousand people show up and say, hey, you know, we just want to talk with the boss. You know, just want to have some opinions. Oh, so how do you feel about these things? Because it's so hard to talk to you and you're never around. We'd like to see how you respond to these questions. And what about this police abuse? What about this? We want to know what your thoughts are. And how are you going to save us money? And how are you going to reduce our taxes by 50% by tomorrow morning? How are you going to do that? We want to have that little chat with you. So you go to their house. And if they won't let you on the front lawn, then you just hang out on the sidewalk. You know, be pretty packed. But, you know, those kind of demonstrations terrify people. Now, how do I know this? Because in Virginia, when the parasites that were alleged representatives want to put a dump in our county, Oh, that's exactly what happened. We, the villagers, went to visit these people. We stopped in front of their houses with our cars and stuck our hands out the window and said, no, that's it. That, see that door right over there, the green one? That's the door. That's their front door. Yep. And in churches, oh, that's him. They point at him, point at him, point at him. Point. They hate it when you point them out. And so, you know, when they go shopping, you recognize these people. You don't smile and say, hey, how's it going? As if they're your masters. You point at them and you say, those are the parasites that are hurting us. And we don't like them. And when you do stuff like that, you don't have to beat them up. You just point them out. They feel so intimidated and so afraid that they back down. So if people did that to Mayor Jacob Frey, the guy who burned down America, if they did that to him at his house, he'd wet his pants. He'd say, you know what, I think I don't think this police union's so good. I don't think having all these cops is so good. He'd back right down. Just thought I'd let you know my opinion. Now, please don't act on my actions just because I said it. But I'll tell you what, I'll admit it, we did it. We did it in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. We literally did it. And those turkeys wanted to put a dump in our county, and they were terrified of us. As a matter of fact, they wanted to arrest yours truly for inciting a riot that I didn't even incite. I was just going to give a speech on a stage in a public school cafeteria. They had police. I've never seen the county sheriff's office in riot gear before. Just for me. And that was before I got on the radio. So, did we stop it? Absolutely. They wanted to put a little prison in our town. A private prison in a town of 500 people. Are you kidding? That's what they wanted to do in this corrupt little town that I used to be from. We stopped that, too. We did. Now, shots were fired. Shots were fired at us, like my family. So if you're wondering why does Vincent Finelli carry a gun, because people shot at my family from the road. You know, if you've ever watched Jim Rockford, the Rockford Files, you know, people shoot at his trailer all the time, right? Well, that's what it was like. That's why we're all armed in my family. Let me say it a different way. I hope you heard it the first time. I'm angry. Dr. Shealy, I'm angry. Kathy, I'm angry. Class, I'm angry. I'm watching the United States of America burn down because people have had it. They've had it with giving cops free donuts. They've had it with, you know, having to buy donuts, but the cops get them free. The cops get free coffee, hot dogs, sandwiches, dinner, lunch, breakfast. Oh, we like having the police here. I called our sheriff and I told him, do not come on my property. Do not have your deputies drive around on my property just because they feel like it. Do not commit trespass on my property. You're not welcome here. I told the sheriff that. Because that's what they did. They drove around on my farm one night. Who do they think they are?
Well, Vince, the other thing I think is... One last thing.
My son told me yesterday, I didn't know this. He was coming home. It was dark. It wasn't late at night, but it was dark. He was coming home, and he saw this truck in our driveway. So he's pulling into the driveway, lights come on. This truck had his lights off. And this guy jumps out of his car, he's got a gun, and he tells my son, who are you and what are you doing? He's parked in our driveway. He's a game warden. And so my son got out of his car, he locked the door, and he said, who are you? I live here. Who are you? And he said he was the game warden. So a guy looks in my son's truck and he sees an AR-15. Actually, an AR-10. It's a 308. It's the big brother of the AR-15. And the game warden wanted to know why my son had a gun in his car. My son said, it's for two- and four-legged predators. And the game warden said he wanted to look at my son's car. And he said, well, you got a warrant. You're not looking at my car. The game warden left. That's the United States of America today. It's out of control. It's absolutely out of control. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, and I think the other thing is all these people that have done all these things wrong, sold our country out, sold secrets to China, sold uranium. Nothing has happened to those people. And you're right. People have just had it.
And
I think that the other thing. I'm sorry.
No. We have a delay, and that's what the reason for us stepping on each other, Kathy, is. I am on the side of the protesters. I'm not on the side of burning down, but I am on the side of protesters. And if they happen to think that the way we did it in Virginia is a good model, it absolutely works. Dr. Sheila, your thoughts?
Well, as I said, I think you ought to run for president.
I'll tell you, if Mike Ma, USA Prepares instructor, ran for president, that would be something else. You know, I've told the story that he likes guns, and I'm sure he would call people into his office, you know, into the Oval Office. And,
now, wait a minute,
people
was he born in this country?
Yes, I think he was. He was, I believe, he was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's of Chinese descent, but he's an American, and he likes to play with guns. And I can just see him, you know, calling someone in who just, you know, didn't quite understand the way it's supposed to be. You know, one of these alleged representative types who gets out of line, and he'd be twirling his gun around in his finger, you know, like they did in Westerns. And I can just see the darn thing going off. And, you know, reading in the paper or reading on the news that so-and-so was accidentally shot in the Oval Office by the president. And then it would then it would be like, oh, man, you don't want to go have a chat with the boss. And you don't want to step out of line. And that, you know, unfortunately, we don't have public punishment. And unfortunately, we don't have trials that are just by juries. And if we did, there wouldn't be so much crime. You know, people would understand what the penalties are. People would understand how the system works. But we're all too busy. We're all too busy to pay attention. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. We need to have jury people, courtroom watchers. We need to go to courts and watch what happens to our neighbors. And these judges. These judges can do whatever the heck they want with impunity. Abuse children, etc. These guys in black dresses. We'll be right back, Kathy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, even though we did it in Virginia, don't follow our lead, okay, in terms of, making your representatives feel uncomfortable by visiting them at their homes. I just want to point something out, class. I'm going to prove to you that experts, just because they have labels in front or behind their names, doesn't mean they know what they're doing. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. So in San Francisco, the residents heard this noise, this humming, loud humming. And it's hard to figure out where it was coming from. And it bothered them. And they couldn't figure it out. Well, here's what happened. So there was an engineering company that was involved in putting some slats on the Golden Gate Bridge. Sidewalk railings. And this engineering company was so ignorant that they didn't know that the wind blowing between two slats would cause a vibration. Kind of like what your vocal cords do. Kind of like what musical instruments do. Real simple. Kind of like what a kazoo does. They couldn't figure this out. So they added these slats, these railings to the bridge, and it hummed, and they didn't know why. How is it possible that that could happen? Well, that would be ignorance. I mean, that'd be the first thing I'd think about if I were putting these slats up. I'd say, hey, I wonder if this is going to make noise. Let's test it to make sure that we don't have these slats resonating. That's what I would do. But they weren't smart enough to do that. And that's their job. So what I'm saying is there are people in professions whom you might think know what they're doing, and I suggest to you that they may not, and they probably don't. And we've got people like Elon Musk running around without a leash. Can you imagine? He wants to put satellites in space. He wants to bore holes faster through the air and have tunnels in the ground so you can go really, really fast. We don't need to go any faster. We really don't. We don't need to waste any more energy. We don't need to put any more electromagnetic radiation in the air, microwaves. I mean, really? This is what's going on. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Right on.
Dr. Shelley, I'm sorry that I just went on these rants, but I'm so angry at what's happening. It's clear to me that we are going down the drain, and it's because of greedy, greedy people, which I refer to as the synagogue of greed. And that's one other thing we don't need. We don't need to have the Federal Reserve lending the Treasury money. We don't need that. We need to national any foreign company. If you're on the soil right now, you get nationalized. Federal Reserve gets abolished. You know, by morning. You know, we don't have to do it this afternoon, but by morning we have to do it. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I agree, and I think part of what you're saying is the reason why we're so angry is it was so different when we were growing up as kids. Just like you had your show with Joey, it was so much simpler and so much more peaceful. And look at the change now.
Well, I'm negotiating with Joey right now. I talked to him over the weekend, and I asked him if he'd like to do, you know, part two. Dr. Shelley, Joey in Michigan and I did a broadcast last Thursday about what life was like, what influenced us to be the way we are, how we grew up, our parents, our relatives, you know, the family get-togethers, what it was like when we were growing up. Why? Because one of our class, Amit Singh, asked what influenced my life. And I said, well, we'll do a special on that. We'll just do 2 hours on that. And it went by so quickly. And we got a lot of comments about that particular broadcast. So I talked to Joey, and we couldn't talk long enough to finish, you know, that particular conversation. But I believe that he is going to be on the air with me on Thursday, and we're going to do 2 more hours of what it was like and why we are the way we are and why we have the opinions that we have. So, Kathy, that may happen again on Thursday. I believe it's going to happen.
Vince, can I make one comment real quick?
You bet.
I found that other website. It was called AmericanMadeAdvertising.com. And I believe that they list some American products, too.
Okay. And to get to the original point of our first call, it's very difficult to find products made in America. You cannot find a computer that's made in America. You cannot find a computer screen or keyboard or mouse that's made in America. I don't believe you can find a telephone that's made in America, or television, or a radio, or pretty much anything that is electronic. It all comes from China. Now, it will, under my view of what America can be, it'll all be made in America. We'll make shirts in America, you know, with replaceable cuffs and collars. How about that? And how about lifetime guarantees that really mean lifetime guarantee? Instead of, well, yeah, it was lifetime, but we don't do that anymore, so, yeah, it's no longer lifetime guarantee. Dr. Shelley, any quick comments? Got a few seconds left.
Keep the faith, baby.
Okay. All right, class. USA for president. USA prepares for president. All of us. All of us. Boy, wouldn't that be something. Dr. Shelley, thanks so much for being with us today. Kathy, thank you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.